Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lent's podcast. Today is Friday, November 18th, and we're going to be starting the Novena for the Medal of the Miraculous Medal. And also today is the feast day of St. Peter and Paul's basilicas in Rome. And I was fortunate enough and blessed to do my trip of a lifetime. I was able to be there at the canonization mass at St. Peter's Basilica for Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And I'm also including a picture that I took during the canonization mass of Mother Teresa, where if you look at the dome of St. Peter's going into the sky, it looks like an angel going back to heaven. Definitely a moving experience. And I felt heaven and earth were joined together as one. Now, today we're starting the Novena of the Miraculous Medal, and it's from the 18th through the 26th. It's the feast day of Miraculous Medal. And those don't know the story of the Miraculous Medal, it was given by Our Lady to St. Catherine. And St. Catherine lived in the early 19th century, and she was a very humble person, born in France in a small little town, and a very humble beginning. She would never have been, you never would have expected St. Catherine, to be not only a saint, but a saint where our Lord, through our mother, chose her to do this medal called the Miraculous Medal. And my personal side, I was at last year, I believe I've told you, I went to a conference. That's why it's always good when you go to conferences like the men's conference is coming up in March here locally at St. Mark's in Southeast Rancis, right next door to me, very fortunate. Or also when they have in June, they have the conference, the Marian Conference, in Ave Maria College, just a little bit west of here near Naples in Ave Maria City, which is about an hour and 20 minutes drive from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So one of the things I got, I was fortunate to receive, and I say fortunate because I did go to my local parish beforehand trying to find Miraculous Medal. And I was told, and believe it or not, someone who actually works for a church, we won't mention the church's name, at the gift shop, they don't make these anymore, Miraculous Medals. I said, oh, really? Yep, they're outdated. They're gone. Okay, but God knew, and through Mary, that I was searching out for that. And guess what they were giving away? For free, Miraculous Medals. So since that conference day to now, I've been wearing it every day. So any blessings and graces that I did receive is partly due to this medal. And we're talking about, well, the message and the messenger. Well, the message is our Lord Jesus Christ through the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The basic message, he died for our sins and he was risen on the third day. That's the message. Now, who's the messenger? Well, in this case, definitely his beautiful Mother Mary, through a beautiful woman, Saint, in this case, Saint Catherine, and also the angels. Her guardian angel helped her in this. And it's a little story I put on my Twitter account just before this, and also by Facebook, so you could kind of look a little bit up the story and learn a little bit more about St. Catherine and the importance of this medal. So we're going to be starting the Novena now. And here it is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Immaculate Virgin Mary, may you be blessed for having wanted to choose your humble daughter of St. Vincent de Paul in order to manifest your motherly concerns for humankind. O merciful advocate of ours, in your first apparition to St. Catherine, designed to show yourself to be crying over mysteries of your children and all over the disasters which were going to strike them, in particular over the persecution which were going to break out against the clergy and the religious communities, and who promised in particular protection for those faithful to you. Turn again your eyes of mercy towards your people, tormented by the same miseries and threatened by the same calamities, and have mercy on us. Defend the sanctity of the clergy. Protect the church. Exalt the gracious head. And grant by the means of your medal, and many of your children may be converted and saved. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. Immaculate Virgin, O powerful Queen, you showed yourself to your servant with your hands full of brilliant rays, which covered the earth therein. Symbols of the graces for which you showered upon your faithful. And you said with sorrow that the ring with the light did not come forth represents those graces that we did not ask of you, which you would like to grant, Mother of Mercy, not on our unworthiness, but through the love you have for us. Let your power shine upon us in all the splendor, and grant all those graces which your goodness holds in reserve for those who ask you for them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. Immaculate Virgin, our sure refuge, may you always be praised because by giving us your medal as a powerful shield against our spiritual enemies and sure protection from every danger of the body, you taught us the petition for which must present to you in order to move your heart to mercy. Look therefore upon us, prostrated at your feet, O Mother, as we invoke you with the short prayer for which you brought us from heaven, and remind your gracious privilege of your immaculate conception, by virtue of which we ask your graces, of which we are in need. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at thou of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. Immaculate Virgin, comforter of the afflicted, may you always be blessed because you wanted to render your medal the instrument of your most miraculous acts of mercy in favor of all the afflicted, using to convert sinners, to heal the sick, to bring consolation to all in misery. Do not allow, O merciful Mother, that the name for which your grateful people wanted to give your medal be ever said in vain, but rather pour forth your graces and miracles on us, to and all the people whom we command you to, so that your medal may be truly miraculous and also for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. Immaculate Virgin, you wish to be shown in the triumph act of crushing the head of the infidel serpent, and in his devotion to your medal, you indicate to us secret victory. Turn then, O Mary, your eyes upon us, who in order not to be victims of our enemy and yours, have taken refuge under the protection, and grant that your medal may be for us secure shield, a powerful weapon, in order that we have conquered the evil one, and we may praise you, Immaculate Conception, forever. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have resources to thee. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your beautiful mother, and for Mary, for giving us, through our Lord Jesus, this beautiful, miraculous mouth that I am blessed to wear, and that I hope everyone will get their miraculous mouth. All I could suggest, I believe different communities do give away this miraculous mouth. So if you're interested, you know, you can always get comments. If you email me at wryoung12@yahoo.com, and, you know, maybe I could find a way to get this medal if you can't get your resources yourself. Blessed to you all, and blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you, and thank you for listening to my podcast, Prayer. Much.